Welcome to the Hall of Fame History Project as we celebrate our 90th anniversary.
Thank you, Mary Beth, for joining us today. I'm so glad you could come and talk about your dad, Al Gill.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I could come, as there'll be many people who do know my dad, Al Gill. He was someone who was born totally blind. He did not have optic nerves when he was born. And so as he was growing up there in the 30s, he then went to the school for the blind. That was during the days when it was in Berkeley. After high school, went to UC Berkeley and got his degree in social work. And as a result of going into that field, he truly realized the beginnings in his mind of how important it was to educate people who were blind to really learn how to get around and how to do things for themselves, also how to know how to advocate for themselves. It was difficult for him, I think, when he was first doing social work, of course. Getting around wasn't so easy, and he certainly had his own set of obstacles that he had to deal with as he was working. And one of the wonderful things, though, that happened, you know, over the years, though, for my dad was as he became a part of the American Council of the Blind and ultimately the CCB, he really was able to step out and speak up for people who are blind and visually impaired, not only in the community itself, but in the political arena as well. One of the things that just really made my dad happy was when people that he worked with were successful in going out and getting jobs. That just made him really happy. I can remember growing up with my dad, going to conventions and all these sort of things. And I didn't go to conventions until in my 20s. But my dad was always off at these conventions. And then I found out about all the neat things that he did at these conventions. You know, going to the resolutions committee and all those other things that made the CCB an organization that helps people who are blind to have other people help advocate for them and teach them how to advocate for themselves. You know, I know that my dad, even now, he'd be off doing all the kinds of things that he enjoyed doing if he was still here. I'm glad that he's a part of the Hall of Fame. You know, as I was thinking about doing this talk, I was like, oh, this is when I miss my dad. One or two of the things that dad really taught me was, you know, I've got a lot of medical issues of my own, and he helped me to really be able to learn how to speak up for myself when it came to dealing with doctors and medical people and all that kind of stuff, because sometimes that's not an easy thing, especially when you're already dealing with whatever's going on with your body and everything else. And so he was really great about helping to just give me advice and to encourage me. You know, there was a couple of times that I had to go and deal with the human resource department. Amazing. I didn't like having to deal with that stuff, but it's one of those things where it was necessary. And I think really because of that advice and stuff over the years, it's definitely been helpful. I guess the only other thing that I'd add is, just like all of the people that are in the Hall of Fame, you know, I always did and always will love my dad and appreciate the work that he did for all people who are blind and visually impaired.
Well, I think I can speak for all of CCB that we miss him as well, but I'm sure not the way you do.
Thank you.
The next person is Vern Fitzpatrick. Vern was born in 1913. Vern is most well known as having been an administrative assistant. Vern worked for the Orientation Center for the Blind for many decades under Alan Jenkins. That's where I first met Fern in 1968. She was a very friendly, welcoming person, very knowledgeable, very organized. She was fully sighted, was very accepting, and especially supportive when you had people that were in the process of going through the adjustment of losing their vision. Fern was a key component of the Associated Blind of California for many decades. She provided much of the secretarial and registration support that was needed, particularly at convention time, as a volunteer. Fern also at one time was the editor for the ABC Digest, which was the organization's magazine, and she passed away in 2000.
John D. Francesco, the music man. He led many choirs at the California School for the Blind and did a number of chorus groups for organizations like the East Bay Center for the Blind, the former Lions Center, beloved among his students and singers. He taught blind people how to work together, how to be on time, on cue, in sync, and people had great fun. And their affectionate name, Mr. D, says it all, I think.
We'll be back later with another episode from our Hall of Fame History Project.
Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Friday, and welcome to our third general session of the 2024 California Council of the Blind Virtual Conference and Convention. Woohoo! That's a mouthful, right? My name is Sarah Harris, for those of you who don't know me, and it is my pleasure to serve as the first vice president of the California Council of the Blind. And what a great way to start today's session by looking back at some of the folks that really shaped a lot of the things that we have here now that can help us to really, really be more successful, and you know, and we're able to get out into the world and make something happen. And it's so nice to hear about that.